The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here today. It's going to be a great show. We have with us in the studio Mr. Rod Crane, President and CEO of MedFlight, and he's with us to talk about the exciting world of medical air transport. Let me just introduce Rod. He has served in various leadership capacities since his calling into healthcare administration in 1973. Prior to that, he was an entrepreneur and also worked in the media, radio disc jockey, engineer, CBS TV Detroit, and cable TV in its pioneer days. For the past 18 years, Mr. Crane has served as president and CEO of MedFlight of Ohio, one of the premier air and ground transportation services in America. MedFlight and subsidiaries operate 8 medical helicopters and 50 ground ambulances and employ approximately 450 people and transport more than 60,000 patients per year. Prior to that, he was a consultant via Rod Crane and Associates to hospitals in America and to the American Medical Clinic in Moscow regarding creating safe, efficient, and economical patient transport systems nationally and internationally. As a pioneer in creating fixed-wing air ambulance services in the Midwest in the late 1970s, Mr. Crane was a key resource to the FAA in creating the first fixed-wing air ambulance operating standards. As an advocate for safety in air and ground medical transportation, he was awarded the 2012 American Eurocopter Safety Award, the highest such recognition in the air medical industry. Mr. Crane has also been a volunteer for the American Red Cross since 1983. As an experienced leader and volunteer, in 2004, he was called upon to lead a team of Red Cross consultants to support the Beijing Red Cross Society to help them prepare EMS stations for each sport venue at the 2008 Olympics. As a result of Mr. Crane's 4 years of work, raising or donating in excess of $250,000 to secure training and technology to help the people of China, he was awarded the honor of International Humanitarian of 2008 by the Beijing Red Cross Society, the first non-Asian person to receive the award. In 2005, following Hurricane Katrina, he was called on to assist the relief efforts of the American Red Cross in Louisiana. He served as assistant shelter manager of the Baton Rouge Red Cross Magna Shelter for 3 weeks. In this capacity, he was the liaison to work with FEMA to place the 1,000 homeless into FEMA housing. As a leader, he has adopted servant leadership, a movement started by Robert Greenleaf as the foundation for MedFlight and his business partners. Rod, thank you so much for being on my show.
Good morning.
I really appreciate you getting up and coming in live here. It's wonderful.
Thank you, Doc.
Hey, tell me about, I think we've all heard of MedFlight, but I don't think we all know a lot about it. And so tell me, what is it you'd like us all to know about MedFlight?
Well, MedFlight is the creation of OSU Medical Center and Grant back in 1993 when they each had duplicate helicopter services. And I was a consultant at the time. They brought me in to determine could they save money and do a better job working together on this very expensive operation. So I helped them merge. So they had a great vision, both Ohio Health and Ohio State University Medical Center at the time, in creating a good resource for the Central Ohio residents and families to give access to critical care teams and mobile resources, air and ground, to move patients who are in critical situations or in trauma and move them into the appropriate centers.
So the genesis was these two hospital establishments came to you. Whose idea was it? Was it Ohio State's? Was it Grant's?
Well, from the time that I was contacted, it seems as if Dave Blum at Grant at the time, and then Reed Fraley at OSU, they kind of talked, and I don't know who started, I don't know who made the first call, and I'm not committing on that one.
Okay, but they realized they had these competing services, and from the air, you can see both hospitals, right? It's like,
yes.
It's like a hop, skip, and a jump.
It's a great resource.
And you have about 450 employees.
Yes, MedFlight is about 250, and with our helicopter pilots, mechanics that we lease and contract with, as well as our clinicians and our support staff. We also have MedCare, which is a division of MedFlight. MedCare has another 250 people. So it's a combined resources for air and ground ambulance services we provide.
Okay. Now, this is a dental-based show. You know, I'm a dentist, and so I always
have
to
nice
ask.
Teeth. Yes.
Oh, thanks. That's fun. So I'm always interested whether a company offers dental insurance to their employees. How do you guys have a plan?
Absolutely.
You do?
Yes, always. We have good benefits.
Good, good. Because I think it's important for those of us in the medical community to do that. I mean, I've heard that, for instance, insurance company employees have like the worst insurance. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't.
It seems like that seems to be the kind of the mantra out there, is they sell better policies to the employers than they offer to their own employees. But anyway, maybe that's just dental. Now, you've got some, for instance, how many trauma nurses do you have?
We have approximately 80 we call them critical care nurses. They do trauma. They're trained for trauma as well as cardiac, neuro intervention. So we call them critical care. Most of our nurses have had 5 years critical care experience in a major hospital before they come to MedFlight. And so they bring significant years. I believe their average tenure is an 8 years employment.
Wow. So once they come, they like it and they stay.
Generally, yes. This is gives them an opportunity for really independent work because they don't have a team that they can call into a critical situation. They have a critical care paramedic with them and a critical care nurse team and the pilot, if they're flying or on ground, it's another medic. And they have to work pretty much independent. They're the best of the best, both our medics and our nurses.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I mean, you have these are some pretty smart people, and they're probably all highly paid. Your overhead must be enormous.
I don't want to talk about that.
I wasn't going to get into numbers, but no, I mean, and you have to operate 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, correct?
Right. Right now we have 10 teams, because we do have critical care ground services in different parts of the state, and we have 8 helicopters on duty right now waiting for the call to go and help someone. So it's a very expensive operation.
Wow. So now does it work? Do the hours work like a fireman where they're on for 48 hours and off for 72? Or how do you do your
schedule? Well, that's a good
scheduling?
Question. We have drivers and we have clinical providers. Those who are driving and our pilots are 12-hour shift people.
Okay.
There's a safety factor there. The nurse and medic team, they can work 12 or they can work a 24.
They have their choice?
They yes. And some of our bases are, all our bases are staffed 24 hours a day. And some of them prefer a 24-hour shift and will travel a couple hours sometimes or 1 hour or maybe 20 minutes to get to a particular base to serve that shift.
Okay, but they don't mind because they're going to be there all day.
I don't know if they mind or not, but they have to do it.
Okay, well, it's up to them where they live, I guess, so it's their problem getting to
preference.
Work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So a helicopter costs about, what, $3 million?
The model aircraft we have would be in a $3 to $3.5 million each, outfitted with all of the clinical care issues and technology.
Wow!
And
wow.
And many other aircraft that are larger would be in the $5-$8 million, and then there are some air medical helicopters in the $10 to $12 million.
Wow! Really, $12 million, and you have 8 of these things. Wow.
Well, ours are in the $3.2 million range. So
you still have 8 of them.
Yes, we do.
Hey, that's 8 more than I have.
And we're installing 2 more. One will be in Fayette County this winter, and then we'll have a backup because you can't just have aircraft that don't have backup. So we have 2 backup that will be part of the entire fleet.
That's an interesting point because I did this show live from Watkins Glen Raceway about 4 years ago during a NASCAR race. And it was in the infield care center, and I was interviewing the trauma nurses about what happens at a NASCAR race, if they ever had people with dental injuries, teeth knocked out, that sort of thing. And one of the things I learned is NASCAR has a requirement that there has to be a helicopter on the pad right outside the infield care center. And if it gets called, has to go on an emergency call, it can't leave until another helicopter is on its way in.
Correct.
You familiar with that?
Yes, we do cover some of the races in north central Ohio. And that's part of the agreement. You agree to be there, and you have to find backup resources.
Now, these things travel at, what, 100 miles an hour?
Well, depending on the need and the winds, the average cruising speed might be 125, 130 miles an hour. And that's average cruising. You don't need right. to put it metal to the pedal, so to okay. speak, every flight. But and then winds do affect the head speed.
Okay. Now, are your pilots, are they primarily former military pilots, or are they...
Many of our pilots are former, and many are still in the military.
Oh, really? You yes. can do that? Like Air National Guard?
No, Air National Guard. We're very proud of our team of pilots. They come from different parts of the country. Some are local, but many are in the military serving the country, and we have to allow for the times that they need to be called up to serve.
Is that every? Is it 1 week in the month and 4 weeks in the summer or something?
I don't know.
The don't know, but they have...
on their rank and their okay. job, but many pilots come from our...
So your scheduler just has to work that in.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Now I didn't realize that MedFlight had ground vehicles. I was very surprised to learn that.
Correct.
And so there's a difference between there's an ambulance and then there's a mobile ICU intensive care unit. And so would the ICU units be called in when, for example, a helicopter the weather conditions weren't appropriate to fly?
That's a good reason for the mobile ICUs. But there is another basic reason. Is that not everyone needs an expensive, time-sensitive helicopter to fly. You can have a patient who's having a cardiac event that's stabilized on meds, been in the hospital a couple days, needs cardiac surgery, but cannot just go on a ground ambulance. They need a nurse, critical care nurse with. And that's a good reason for the mobile ICU when you don't need the air time speed.
Okay. Hey, I have a bunch more questions, sure. as you can imagine, but it looks like it's time for us to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers, the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
What's your favorite color? Tell us, please.
Kids will spend 20 minutes listening to songs like this.
What's your favorite color?
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives and the Ad Council.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself. Because I love you, yes I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout.
All right, welcome back to Dentally Speaking. We are with Mr. Rod Crane, who is the president and CEO of MedFlight. He was nice enough to get up this morning and come in live to the studio. He's a former radio and TV guy himself, so this is kind of like living your childhood again, isn't it?
Living the dream.
While everybody else was asleep, we're here doing this, right? Okay. So, yeah, like I said, I had many, many more questions, and I think this is actually very cool. Now, a helicopter, if you have to be... See, I used to think that being transported by MedFlight meant you had been injured in some kind of a tragic farm accident or a car accident. And now I know that you have these ground-based vehicles for strokes and heart attacks. And what other kind of things would the ground part of your business be called to do?
Well, from the critical care side, we would be using the team and truck to do some neurotransfers, head strokes, obviously.
Okay.
We might just have intestinal illness, you know, a very major illness that needs...
Internal bleeding,
infection. One never knows. But
okay.
The referring doctor really has to have some indication of this is an important issue.
Okay.
It needs time and critical care team.
Not one of those little ambulance services that just transports people. These are actual, like, mobile emergency rooms.
Correct. With the, we even have balloon pumps. We own 4 balloon pumps.
You're kidding.
You can
do that en route?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. What's the number of minutes that your goal is to get somebody from point A to point B, first with the helicopters and second with the ground?
Well, we have 2 components, liftoff, and usually we're in the air in less than 10 minutes.
Okay.
There's a safety walk around. There's procedures we have to take care of. And then the time to bedside for a stroke, for instance, that should be within an hour. Our goal is to reach the patient and get them into intervention for stroke and some major cardiac within 90 minutes back to the major medical center. So we have some windows of opportunity where speed is really needed, and that's the best use of the helicopter.
And the intervention you're referring to doesn't occur till they get to the hospital, or it starts in the helicopter?
Well, the team will work with the referring doctor, and they may insert a balloon at the referring hospital.
Okay.
And so we bring our pump and our team. We'll connect
right.
and move.
Keep
and
it inflated.
Keep it inflated and keep going. So it's a partnership between the referring team and ours.
And then the ground, the mobile ICUs on ground, how would that, same thing? Or
same thing.
You're still trying for 90 minutes?
We have a nurse medic for shorter distances. We can make those. Sometimes the helicopters can't fly due to weather.
Right.
Fog.
Like this morning, it was really windy.
It's low visibility, so the ground is really the primary source of transport. What we also do is we have what we call fly cars at the helicopter base. It's a Jeep Liberty. And if we can't fly, our teams are on station standby to put their equipment in the Jeep Liberty, drive to the referring hospital, say Marietta or
yes.
Grady. They will meet then a local ambulance provider that we've vetted. And the team can turn the local ambulance into an MIC.
Oh, really? That is so cool.
We have the equipment and skills, and they have the support services.
You have the reciprocal agreement, or is this other company more than happy to have you on board?
No, we vet them. We have an agreement, written agreement,
okay.
and they have to have certain training and safety standards met as well.
Because I would think there'd be all this kind of liability and whose insurance
yes.
is going to cover what, right?
Everything, yes. All of the
nothing above. Can be nothing simple these days, right?
No.
Okay. So now... Now I was thinking, since you employ some of the smartest people on the planet, and I know you only hire the best of the best, I'm betting over the years your company's suggestion box has been stuffed with some pretty great ideas for improving the operation. So tell me about some of the improvements that you've made to your systems that started out as employee ideas.
Well, the fly car as
that was one
example. Yes, one of our employees said, "Say, why don't we create a faster way to get the team to the patient at the hospital if
okay.
we can't fly?"
See what I mean? I knew there'd be ideas
yes,
like this.
That's a great idea. We've had some safety recommendations from pilots or some of our medics and nurses that we've implemented to enhance safety. We have recommendations. How can we save time? One of the things that we may want to do is listen for scene trauma in a region where the helicopter is. And if we're aware of a patient accident occurring, we can at least be on standby and do the weather checks that are required before we fly in preparation. So these kinds of suggestions come from within.
Good. So that not only that checking the weather, but that 10-minute walk around where every pilot has to do that you were just referring to could be done well before you even get
exactly.
the call.
Exactly. We can walk around, be prepped. We can even sit in a helicopter, which we recommend if indeed they are put on standby.
Okay. Now, what does it cost to fuel up the helicopter?
Well, the aircraft we have are single engine. And they will carry enough fuel to fly 1.5 to 2 hours. We have to have about 25% fuel that we don't burn. So
right.
it's relative as to how much fuel we use. But we will be able to fly an hour and 20 minutes normally safely. And before we refuel, we try not to stop and refuel, obviously, with the patient on board.
Well, I was told that, for instance, a DC-10 jet, it costs $10,000 just to turn it on. What does it cost to turn on a helicopter?
Well, our costs are two ways. One is just the aircraft itself, and we are looking at about $10 a minute operating.
$10 a minute.
Roughly operating wow. costs when we fly that thing.
Okay.
That's not including the critical team that's on board, but just the operations of the aircraft are expensive. And
you don't want to be sitting around idling too long.
No.
Okay. Well, that was leading up to... Oh, and by the way, is it jet fuel or is it something else?
It's jet fuel.
Jet fuel, okay. Okay, so it's a jet engine moving
it's
the props.
It's kind of a high-grade kerosene. Yeah, it's jet fuel.
Okay. And so, you know, I was leading up to how much does a helicopter transport cost and do most insurance mm-hmm. companies cover it?
Well, the average mission profile that we budget for is roughly 40 miles loaded.
Okay.
We can only bill a patient or insurance for the loaded miles.
Okay, got it.
We may spend 30 minutes getting to point to the patient. There's no way we can recover that cost.
I see. Okay.
We move the patient to hospital B and then come back to point C. So we have three points usually we're flying, and those costs all get built into the pricing. So our costs for a 40-mile transport on the average would be $15,000 to $20,000.
That's the bill that somebody would see, either their insurance company would receive or they'd receive if the insurance company didn't pay it.
Correct.
Okay. And what about the ground-based units? What would that run?
That's about a third the cost of the helicopter, and that's why it's so valuable to have the mobile ICU team.
Okay.
There are times when speed is not of essence. The patient's stable, weather doesn't allow us to fly, and so those would run $3,000 to $5,000 on the average for a similar type of mission profile.
So now, and if you don't have insurance, then you have to figure out a way to pay for this, right?
That's a condition that some patients have, no insurance. And we, like the hospitals, do have a charity policy. Our finance department will work directly with a family and determine their status, if they're not employed or having difficulty, hardships, and we will take application to help the family and participate in the charity care, much like our owner hospitals.
Now, I noticed you were in one of the, you were kind of like a pioneer in fixed wing medical air transport. Fixed wing means like a Cessna or something, but I guess it would have to be something bigger than a Cessna. Are the are there always jets, right? They're like Learjets with medical facilities on board?
Well, the range of air ambulances today run from turboprops, typically a King Air.
Okay.
Pilatus is a single-engine aircraft that is real popular now for air ambulance. Those are turboprops. And then for the long hauls, you know, the 1,000 miles greater, it is better to have a jet. It's faster, so mm-hmm. you can convert a jet. And there's a variety of models that are great medical air ambulance platforms.
And so the fixed wing, is that primarily used once a patient is stable and now they just want to be transported to another facility or maybe the only facility in the country that can do this particular procedure that they need?
Many reasons. Patient getting back to their health care plan. If I'm in Florida and my health care plan is here, there's a motivation. The health care plan can save money by covering the cost of the air ambulance back from Florida to Columbus, so to speak, because the costs are so different. And
You're
out of network or in network. So there's some value to that. Otherwise, there's also cancer centers around the country that do specific procedures that you might need to get a patient from point A to point B to receive that level of service.
Okay, and that would be a case where you just couldn't use ground because you can't have somebody in a mobile ICU for 3 days driving from New York to California, right?
A ground ambulance is not the best comfort level to fly or to move a patient. It is subject to the road conditions, and so
we
want to minimize that. Yeah, we will do, sometimes we'll be doing ground ambulance transports from Marietta to Cleveland Clinic. That'll be a long trip, or back to Columbus. Those are long trips.
Okay. That's about as long as it goes.
Yeah, we usually do in-state for ground.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, so we're talking about the cost, and I was pretty interested to find out that you guys at MedFlight have come up with a way that people can help avoid that catastrophic bill, if you will.
Yes.
I'm just calling it a catastrophic bill.
It can be.
Because you never know when you're going to be the one that needs it. And so you guys have developed a couple programs. One is called MedFlight Advantage, and one is called MedFlight Advantage Global. Now, the MedFlight Advantage is the ground-based. It's within Ohio. I think I read that if you're more than 150 miles from home and you need to be transported back to home and you have joined and become a member, it's a membership, then you can be transported, and whatever isn't covered by your insurance company would be considered part of your membership dues. Is that correct?
It's written off. Well, there's two programs. MedFlight Advantage, you're correct. That would cover a helicopter. Should you need a helicopter, it would cover a mobile ICU if the helicopter was not needed or we couldn't fly. And it covers Medicare, ground ambulance, for less than the 150 miles. So that's the Ohio, Central Ohio membership benefit, and that's $69.99 a year for a family.
Okay, that's
so
really neat.
If you have an unexpected emergency that needs one of those modes of transport, we will bill insurance and we'll accept whatever insurance pays.
That's really neat.
MedFlight Advantage Global is the one that's for 150 miles or greater away from
home. Oh, okay, okay.
And we've partnered with the premier air ambulance provider in America and in the world, AirMed, out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
And we've partnered with them so that if I'm injured in Florida, I can get back to Ohio and my $369 for the family a year membership covers that cost.
So for $369, I think it's $369.99, my wife, and any children that are 26 or under would be transported at no additional cost to us.
Right. We'll bill insurance and mm-hmm. accept the insurance payment in full.
Okay. And so I was pretty intrigued by that, and I really think I'm actually this kind of person. I like to be prepared. I'm not one of those like doomsday people, you know, that I have this bunker or anything, but I like to be prepared. And I was a little bit surprised to hear that the price was so low. Now, granted, I may never need it, and of course it kind of, the hope is that there's a bunch of people that sign up and most of them don't need it. But boy, if you need it to save this $5,000 to almost $20,000, actually the Air Med Air, that could run, what, $200,000 if you're bringing me back from London or something?
Oh, very expensive. We've flown patients from Africa, from Italy. I recall a time when we had a family in China, and a young girl, a teenager, was ill, very ill, and the family worked for a major international company, and it took 3 days for the company to decide, well, we'll pay for this. And the young woman died en route after
waiting.
3 days waiting. So this is important when you're traveling nationally and internationally in particular. You want a way to be repatriated back to the United States quickly.
Yes.
And the AirMed team has the most experience, and within 24 hours, they have a team on their way to you wherever you're at.
Wow, that's really neat. You know what? I have a lot more questions about that. But I think what we're going to do now is we're going to do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And when we come back, though, when we get back to the topic, I want to find out. I was thinking about, okay, I'm in London. I need to be transported. What happens to my luggage? How do they know I have a passport? All of those, there's documents, all that stuff. How does that stuff get taken care of? Anyway, you're listening to, question of the day. Today, question of the day. We're not going to tell you ahead of time. We're going to tell you after the lawyers tell you what they want you to hear.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
And let me remind folks that the winner of Dr. Kavitko's question of the day is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question is, should you find yourself in the unfortunate circumstance of needing medical transport, MedFlight is offering prepaid memberships that would help you defray the cost. The membership program is called A, MedFlight Advantage, B, MedFlight Advantage Global, or C, Both A and B are correct. All right, the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the phone number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito. Make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko. Let's go!
Ladies, the body you desire is only a few weeks away. New Leaf Health and Body will give you the look and confidence you crave in a matter of days rather than some hard-to-stick-with plan. There are also no harmful side effects or surgery, and it can be done on your schedule, not some personal trainers. The personalized program will shed inches and spot-reduce those trouble areas. The New Leaf program also provides the motivation to stay on track while delivering true, measurable results. Schedule your appointment today at 614-799-4610.
Ba-doobie-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me. People with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko at aol.com.
Hey, smile.
All you need is smile.
All right, we're back. This is Dentally Speaking, and we're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. So we have four callers on the line. We have Tim, Sarah, Ricky, and Joyce. And I'm not going to give you the order, but so I always ask my guest to pick a number from 1 to 4.
3.
Number 3, that would be, as it turns out, it is Ricky. Ricky, are you there?
Yeah, my answer is C.
C, that's very correct. Very good. Hey, Ricky, what do you do for a living, I always ask?
Oh, I'm a kid. I go to school at Grandview Heights Middle School.
Oh, then you are a student. You study for a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You learn for a living. Good for you. Maybe you can be a MedFlight employee someday if you're really smart in school.
Yeah.
All right, well, hang on because we have to get... Oh, I'm going to do... You know what? I'm going to do a bonus question. If you get this right, you're going to get a $25 gift certificate to Bob Evans. Who do you think is the newest member of MedFlight Advantage Global?
Oh, I don't think I know this one.
You want to guess?
I don't.
No?
I don't think I know.
Okay, well, it was worth a shot. It's me, Dr. Kvitko.
Oh!
That's great. You should give it to him anyway.
All right. Okay, well, hang on because we have to gather your info, okay?
All right.
Don't hang up. And the
Thank
other,
you.
You're welcome. The other folks, Scoop, Sarah, and Joyce, go ahead and call back next week, okay? All right. So, yeah, I did. I wanted to make sure I was being honest with my bonus question, but last night I signed up. And I so now I have a little bit more of an insight as to how this goes. It's actually pretty simple, but one of the neatest things I discovered when signing up is I wasn't required to pay the whole yearly fee at once. I can do a monthly fee. Tell
Correct.
Me about that.
Well, not everyone has extra cash, but they need the benefits.
Right.
We've recognized that, and we allow us that flexibility to put it into a payment plan, and it really works well for a lot of folks.
Yeah, so it was something like 30, let's see, it's probably on my receipt here. It was $32.83 is the amount that my credit card will be billed per month.
So you went with the global.
I did.
You travel nationally and internationally, I assume.
I have, but more nationally. You know, I have the Rolling Studio. I think I told you about that.
Right.
Yeah, because you guys have a big motor home, too,
yes,
and we want to go up to Mid-Ohio and race them, right?
Yes.
We're
going
to
we're gonna do that.
We're going to do that. So we're going to talk about that a little bit, too. So, no, I was happy to find that because, you know, $370 is a chunk. Whether it's out of your checkbook or even on a credit card. A lot of folks don't even have that much room on their credit card, but most people can come up with about $32, $33. And in fact, that number is kind of a neat number because I have discovered that for people that put off their dental care, when somebody comes to me and they haven't been to a dentist in, let's say, 23 years, and now they want to get everything healthy, what I find is if I take the amount I'm telling them it's going to cost to be healthy, and I divide it by the number of years they've been gone and the number of months that translates to, it winds up being about $35 a month. Isn't that
reasonable.
Weird?
That's
yeah,
cool.
It's a reasonable number. And if they'd just been like setting that aside in an envelope or something, they'd have been able to have their teeth healthy in the first place. Okay, so we talked about the time frame of the target getting people injured or stricken to the hospital of 90 minutes, right?
Correct.
And we know the helicopters, even without the pedal to the metal, go about 125 miles an hour, which is when you're like the crows fly, that's you can get a lot of places.
That's correct.
Now, how do you decide which hospital to take a person? Does the person get to pick? The doctor picks? Who picks that?
Well, we give the patient the first option. Where do you want to be transported? Where do you get your medical care? There is some situations where the patient does have a tradition or history with a major medical center.
Okay.
Those who don't, though, the local physician has the decision-making responsibility and accountability to make the best decision on behalf of the family, make a recommendation.
Okay.
And so often the referring physician has made the arrangement to the appropriate medical center.
And that would be for a stroke or heart attack, but somebody that was in an automobile accident and maybe can't speak for themselves, what happens there?
Well, that's about 25% of our helicopter flights are to the scene of an accident, and we call them undesignated because there is no specific hospital that someone's telling us we should go to. So in Central Ohio, the two adult trauma centers are Grant in Columbus, and Wexner Medical Center at OSU Medical Center.
Okay.
So those are the two trauma centers. And we have, in the original agreement between the two and the merger, we now have one patient will go to Grant, and the next one will go to...
It's every other.
It's alternating.
For the undesignated.
Yes. And okay. Then for pediatric trauma, the children, Nationwide Children's is the designated trauma center for any pediatric.
Okay. And that reminds me, I was able to take some photographs of your helicopters, and when this podcast appears... It'll appear later this morning on sunny95.com if anyone's interested, but that won't have the photos. On dentallyspeaking.com, usually by Tuesday, Wednesday at the latest, you'll be able to access this podcast, complete with some photographs of the helicopters used by MedFlight.
Great, thank you.
Now, can you guys fly at night?
Yes, yes. In fact, one of the reasons we were awarded the National Safety Award is our acquisition of the types of aircraft. Just 3 years ago, we bought these 8 aircraft that has... safety technology built in, which would include the ability to do night vision goggles. So the pilot and our medic and our nurse will have night vision goggles on, which enables them to see in really dark air conditions. So it's a very viable option to fly.
Wow, so they all wear them?
Yes.
Okay, because you need a lot of eyes in the sky. People don't realize it, but a helicopter isn't under the control of an air traffic control tower, so they're responsible to see power lines, antennas,
correct.
Right?
Yeah, and on the way, obviously, they will all have on the night vision goggles, but when they're doing patient care, the nurse and medic will probably not have them on. They'll be focused on the patient back on the way back, and then the pilot will have the night vision goggles.
Okay. Now, let's go to that car accident that happened on I-71 in the middle of the freeway somewhere. And you're picking up a non-designated patient. Does a family member get a chance to say, can we go to this hospital?
Absolutely. Okay. If there's a family member and they have a preference, we will honor that preference. If it's to a trauma center, you know, you have to go to a trauma center. There are state regulations of level 2, level 1 trauma centers. So that's where we will make a decision based on family's preference and standing protocol in the state.
And what about a family member being allowed to ride along and be there when their loved one arrives? Is that a possibility too?
Yes. We have created a policy. We call it a family-friendly flight policy and ground.
Okay.
And if the weight situation, weight for the aircraft, would allow a family member to go, especially with a child, very important, we will enable that to occur. The pilot makes that decision.
What was interesting to me is when I saw the helicopters, it almost looks like the children's version has more room for the patient than the adult version.
Yes, the children's aircraft is called an EC-145, and it's a larger body. The team that the children's hospital takes for neonates is three members and a large isolette. So they do need more space and more weight capacity than the EC-130, which we're designed for one average patient of 350 to 400 pounds at the most and two to three adults.
Okay, which is counterintuitive. You'd think that the children's helicopter could be smaller.
Yeah, well,
but I know, obviously, that's not the case.
True.
All right, we have to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Hi, it's Trisha Moore. When I created You at Your Best, it was not only to inspire myself, but you to change your lives for the better. We can't do it alone, right? I needed to choose a partner to help me, people with a history of success. I chose Premier at Sawmill Athletic Club. My trainer, James, and my group of fitness friends have given me solutions that make fitness work in my life. Stop thinking about where you should go. Make the call today. It's easy to see why Premier was voted number one fitness club in Columbus. Call for membership specials now. 336-CLUB, 336-2582.
Lighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes and then they take away your teeth too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
Hi, this is Jeff with Myers Jewelers. Make that special someone happy with a gift from Myers Jewelers. Myers Jewelers is the home of the world-famous Myers Jewelers Gold Rose, now available in 12 assorted colors. Give the rose that lasts forever. Another great gift is Pandora bracelets and beads. At Myers Jewelers, we have a Pandora boutique within our store, stocked with all the latest Pandora beads and jewelry. Come visit the family on Stringtown Road in Grove City and experience Myers Jewelers.
All right, and we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and with me in the studio is Rod Crane. He is the CEO and president of MedFlight Ohio. And again, Rod, thank you so much for being on my show. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, Doc. Thank you.
I'm having a lot of fun. I hope you are, too. Hey, one of the things I thought about, and that is when I decided I wanted to become a member, I was looking at some of the parameters, and it talks about this 150 miles away from home, and I thought, wait a minute, is this really worth it? Because in Ohio, since we live in Columbus, you can't really get, like, if I drove north to Lake Erie, it wouldn't be 150 miles. If I drove south to Kentucky, it's not 150 miles. So I was a little confused. Can you help me understand?
Yeah, let me clarify that. There are two components. Obviously, you can just have the in-state service, which is MedFlight Advantage. But when you decide to take the global, it includes in-state.
Okay.
So, yes, if you're traveling, if you have the global Advantage product and services, it includes if you have an accident in Ohio, you need a helicopter, if you have a critical care ambulance need, or Medicare, if you're transported on Medicare. So the global covers all of the in-state as well as the 150 miles and greater.
Except for there are a few exceptions. No one's going to think poorly of you guys for these exceptions, except Libya, Afghanistan, and North Korea.
Correct.
So you could even be in Iraq and be transported back.
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes. Okay. All right. So the word global See, at first I was thinking, okay, well, I don't travel globally that much. I've been out of the country a few times, but I'm more often than not, I'm in the States. And then I realized that global means Indianapolis. Global means Toledo or Detroit, right?
Yes, it does. You'll be interested in the visit I had in China last time. It was Easter, and I had to have dental care in China.
Wow. And, oh, that's scary.
And the Red Cross facilitated me going into seeing a very capable dentist, did some kind of a procedure, and reduced some of my immediate urgencies. And I do carry the transport insurance wherever I go, nationally and internationally. Always have.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's good. And I've had people tell me that they were in a country and they had a dental issue, and when they walked down the hall, they saw a sign on the door that was proudly displayed that said, "We sterilize our instruments once a day," or something. It was like, so unless you're the first patient, you weren't sure you were getting a clean instrument, and that scared them away, of course, and they just waited till they got back.
Very disconcerting.
Yeah. Okay. So now people then can sign up for the MedFlight Advantage or the MedFlight Advantage Global. And I did want to clarify, because I had this question come up. It's, you can be 26, so like 26 years, 364 days, and still be covered, correct?
26 years means
a dependent child, yes. Is it when you turn 26, you're no longer covered, or when you turn 27?
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's dependents, family members. It's similar to the national insurance now. If your family is covered, if your children reach up to the age of 26.
Up to the
After
age.
That, they have to get their own.
So once they turn 26, they are not a dependent and would have to
Correct.
Purchase their own.
Yes, that's a standard of practice now with insurance coverage.
Okay, so just so you know, I signed my son up thinking that it was 26-year-olds were included. And I thought, well, if this is wrong, it'll beep at me and tell me he's too old. And it didn't beep at me, so you might want to check the website.
Okay.
So I think we have a dependent signed up that's not legal.
Okay, well, when you probably want to correct that rather soon.
Okay, well, you know, I'll let him know.
Okay,
so now, let's see here. Now, 10 years ago, describe what MedFlight looked like 10 years ago.
Well, 10 years ago, we had, I believe, 5 helicopters and 2 mobile ICUs, 3 mobile ICUs. Today, we're installing our 4th mobile ICU, and we have 9th aircraft getting installed in December. So that's
3 times as many helicopters.
Quite a bit of growth. We didn't have the partnership in Medcare. We didn't own the ground ambulance, Medcare it's called, ALS, BLS. So 10 years ago, we just did critical care.
Now ALS is Advanced Cardiac Life Support.
Advanced Life Support and Basic Life Support. We are partnered, and we are part owner with a company in Detroit, Community EMS. We partnered to put in a ground ALS and BLS service because our hospitals said we have a need for consistent quality, high level of safety, training, and we want you to put in a ground ambulance to complement the critical care ambulance. So that's why we've installed Medcare as a part of MedFlight's partnership.
Okay. So, and that was, we were talking about 2003 compared to 2013. Where do you see MedFlight in 2023, 10 years from now?
We look 5 years down the road, but 10 years, I would say that MedFlight will be in many other areas of service, probably doing more dispatching for other helicopter services. We now dispatch for South Bend, Indiana's helicopter, for example.
Really? Okay.
We see that being a potential service to other smaller hospitals, and then we may be in other areas of service like transfer center work for hospitals. That's an area that is being outsourced to some communication centers or some providers. So we think there's a greater area of service we can be to many other hospitals and air medical programs.
I actually went to your communication center by accident when I was trying to get to the hangar to see the helicopters, and it's pretty high tech. There's all these people sitting with, each one looks like they have about 3 or 4 computer screens in front of them.
Correct.
And that's 24/7, 365, right?
Yes, we have 3 to 4 dispatchers on duty anytime. They have different functions for the ground. Some are call takers, and some are watching the teams as they're driving or if they're flying. So it's a multitask, very complex situation.
They looked really busy, and I was apparently the wrong place, and nobody seemed to know, and they weren't coming to the door. Actually, I didn't knock. I was just...
They're focused, and they do an excellent job. They're the best of the best in their field as well.
Yeah. Now, How does somebody sign up for MedFlight Advantage or MedFlight Advantage Global? Is there a phone number? Is there a website? How would you like them to do that?
Well, I'd recommend the website.
Is how I did it, by the way.
Yeah, medflight.com is our typical website, but you can key in medflight.com/advantage.
Okay.
And that will get you into the website. It gives you the map, shows where we're applicable in Ohio, gives you the options and more information.
Okay, and when we come back, don't tell me yet because we are up against a break. I want to find out, now that I'm a member, how is somebody going to know I'm a member if I am in that unfortunate car accident? So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dottor Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
Ba-dooby-doop, get spirit.
Ah, buying local. Nothing is as deep down satisfying, except perhaps a large pizza. But buying local won't leave grease stains on your pants. When you need uniform rental services, corporate apparel, mats, mops, shop towels, and restroom supplies, come to the local experts at Spirit Services. We offer fast, face-to-face service and online shopping at GetSpirit.com. Swell gear, smart looks, and snappy service at Spirit.
GetSpirit.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us,
262-9588. Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Till I forget you.
And we're back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko and with Mr. Rod Crane, the president and CEO of MedFlight. All right, so off the air, we were talking a little bit about the ages, and one of the things I wanted to mention is if you are over 75, you're not eligible to sign up, and you could be a member. You could join now when you're 55, but at 75, you'll have to. They're no longer able to be a part of this program, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and then we're pretty sure that maybe I said it wrong. Maybe my 26-year-old is covered. Because he's only 26. Maybe it's when you hit 27. But people could find out by calling, I guess?
I think they could look on the website. I believe it's through the age of 26. So okay. Your 28-year-old would not be eligible.
Right. Yeah. Nor would my 27-year-old.
Or your 27-year-old.
But the 26-year-old yeah. would. I don't have a 27-year-old, by the way. I have 28, 30, 30. What do I have? 26, 28, 30, and 32. Okay. So I just wanted to make sure that people knew knew about that. Okay. So now... How does a former radio DJ get to be the CEO and president of a multi-million-dollar ground and air-based medical transport company?
Well, that is a commonly asked question. The other one is, are you a pilot?
Does that mean there's hope for me?
Yes, it is. Well, I will tell you honestly, I was between jobs. We grew up in Detroit, went to college in South Dakota, and I was in South Dakota in radio. And we moved back to Detroit after my wife finished nursing school. So... In the transition back to South Dakota, I was traveling and praying. Where shall I go and where shall I look for work? And in a very audible voice, I was given a direction to go to Sioux Valley Hospital in Sioux Falls and apply in public relations.
Really?
It was very clear, one of those few times. And I did. And a year later, that I applied, and a year later, a position in the hospital opened. And that began my career in healthcare administration. So I feel called into healthcare. Wow. I was called into ministry as a person, but healthcare becomes my area of service to God and mankind.
Interesting. Very neat. Very neat. It's wonderful what we can do for others. You know, I feel like I've been given this gift to change people's lives, which we do on a daily basis. And I'm not just talking about getting them out of pain, because that'll certainly make their day better or next week better. But when I do a makeover, or I think I was showing you earlier a makeover that I did, and then it literally changes the way a person interacts with everybody else for the rest of their life. It's pretty cool.
I affirm that.
Yeah. Now, I interviewed a cruise ship doctor a few weeks back. I was on the Carnival Glory, and I'd always wanted to interview a cruise ship doctor, and we talked a lot about how when a patient becomes ill, and in certain cases like internal bleeding or a stroke or a heart attack, sometimes they have to evacuate these people from the cruise ship. And he told me that they had to be within 200 miles of the helicopter's base. But that's out of the range of what MedFlight would do, right?
Correct. Those types of aircraft might be military. They have that kind of range. And they might call in a military backup to do a life-saving evacuation. So it's okay. A different model of aircraft than we would get into.
I discovered that he told me that my regular medical insurance would not cover any health care I received on the ship, because it's a Panamanian flagged ship, so it would be like I was in Panama. So if I were evacuated by helicopter from the ship to, say, New York City, would that be covered by MedFlight Advantage Global, or only if from New York City back to Columbus, or how does that all work?
No, the connecting emergent type of rescue operations are not covered. We don't have an agreement with every country and their military. So there's a limit to the scope. You would get evacuated to the shore, uh-huh, and then call, and we would then send AirMed, the jet, to the nearest airport, and that's where the membership services begin.
Okay. Now, tell me, how are you, your helicopter pilots, your critical care nurses, your mobile ICU units, how are they going to know that I am a MedFlight Advantage Global member?
Well, not always are you conscious to tell someone that I'm a member, or your family may not be aware. But generally, they're looking into your personal insurance cards. Someone is sharing that at the point of contact, or even later. And you may be transported, delivered, and then recover, and you advise us that you were a member, and we will backtrack, and if there was an inappropriate billing, we'll correct it.
Oh, okay. But what if I got transported by another company, or is that not really going to happen in Ohio or nearby?
No, you may be transported by another helicopter company. At the present time, we don't have reciprocity agreements with those, but those are some options that we're looking into for the future.
For the next 10 years that I was talking about.
That's right. That's one of those options, yes.
Okay. And also, the cruise ship doctor told me that because my medical insurance wouldn't work on the ship, that when you purchase your ticket to go on a cruise, you should buy the optional health insurance, which is only about $100 per ticket, and then you're covered. And I have a feeling, I don't know for sure, that might also cover the evacuation.
Well, those insurance policies, you need to read the fine print.
Okay.
And know ahead of time. Many times for air or other, you need some kind of a travel insurance. So know what's in those benefits. And many insurance benefits might state, we will transport you from your location to the nearest appropriate hospital.
Okay.
So you might be in Europe and get transported to Florida, and that's where the nearest appropriate. Whereas the MedFlight Global and AirMed's policy is, we will transport you from the point you're injured or ill,
okay,
back to your home. So we're a home return type of company.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. So I don't, like, get a sticker or a temporary tattoo I can put on my cheek or something?
You could. You could do that, Doc.
You don't have them? They're not going to come in the mail?
No, we have cards. So you'll get a card, and that's as good as we do. You have a car sticker you can put on your car.
There'll be a car sticker?
Yeah. Yeah,
so. Okay. I was thinking, you know, if I get one, maybe the best place to put it would be on my license plate, because a highway patrol officer, somebody's going to be looking at that, right, to see who I am?
And that's depends where you're at. MedFlight may not be the closest aircraft to the scene of an accident. So
okay,
that shouldn't be driving the local EMS provider's decision. They want to do the best thing for you immediately.
Right.
So you'll get called to the nearest aircraft that could take care of you.
Okay.
That's most important, not the
membership. Oh, definitely, definitely. No, but I just wondered how would anybody know? Because, you know, I know that, like, insurance companies will give you a little sticker to put on your car, and I'm not sure why they do that other than free advertising, but it seems to me that a MedFlight Advantage Global sticker would be a good idea to have. But like you said, if that's not the best thing for me in my critical moment, then that's not the best
thing
for
me. And it may not be current. It could be a two-year-old and you didn't renew. So never depend on the stickers.
Yeah, maybe my credit card didn't go through or something.
Who knows? Yours would, I'm sure.
It better. Work really hard at that. All right, I just realized we are out of time. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko and Mr. Rod Crane from MedFlight, Ohio, right? MedFlight, Ohio,
yes,
it's called.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you so much for being on my show. Next week, we'll have interviews that I did at the Team Smile event at Paul Brown Stadium with the Cincinnati Bengals. Please tune in next Sunday at 8 and every Sunday at 8.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.